mean absolute percentage error, IPE. There is a drawback to the MAD calculation in that it is an absolute number that is not meaningful unless compared to the forecast. Mean absolute percentage error, IPE, is a useful variant of the MAD calculation because it shows the ratio or percentage of the absolute errors to the actual demand for a given number of periods. The example continues the study of the exponential forecast error in Exhibit 1-46. Exhibit 1-46, mean absolute percentage error, IPE. Exhibit 1-46 shows how the absolute percentage error, IPE, is first determined for each period by taking the absolute error divided by the actual demand. This is done for each month in a new set of columns. Then, the sum of the IPE percentage for periods 1 through 12, which is 254.3% for the exponential method, see column I, is divided by the number of periods, 12 in the example, to calculate the IPE. On average, IPE is 21.2%. Note that the result is expressed as a percentage. Exception rules for review can be applied to any stock keeping unit or product family that has a IPE above a certain percentage value. Percentage-based error measurements such as IPE allow the magnitude of error to be clearly seen without needing detailed knowledge of the product or family, whereas an absolute error in units, or an error in dollar amounts, requires knowing what is considered normal for the product or product family.